If you are watching your figure, especially if you are a woman and perhaps past the first blush of youth, chances are good you have more than a passing acquaintance with cellulite. With the day still warm and those fall fashions revealing of avoirdupois, it's easy to spot that dimply layer of fat as it ripples across thighs and buttocks on city streets and beach boardwalks. Now, doctors don't claim to know exactly what cellulite is or how best to treat it, and this very uncertainty has created a lucrative opening for entrepreneurs, as NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
Violet, not her real name, is standing in her underwear and bra in a hushed day spa in a suburban office park in Columbia, Maryland.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Nothing's pinching or anything. It's just a little tight.
Yeah. It's a lot tight.
The air conditioning vents are blocked off with towels, and therapist Laura Buttram is panting as she wraps Violet's right leg in warm, wet, flesh-colored ACE bandages.
See her legs here? How, you know, they're not real smooth. See how she's like dimpling?
Right there.
Buttram says the bandages will iron out those pockets of cellulite and take inches off Violet's waist, stomach, legs, and buttocks.
What we're going to do is kind of give her a wedgie and lift up her rear end. Give her a nice cute tush.
European thighs have a cellulite problem too, and they're as confounded by the problem on that side of the ocean as we are.
Because it's not an anatomically definable problem, if you see what I mean.
Explain it.
You can't actually dissect fat and see cellulite.
Dr. Nicholas Collis, a plastic surgeon at the Bradford Royal Infirmary in the UK, says one theory holds that the cellulite dimples are caused by fat cells ballooning up between the bands of connective tissue that tether the skin to the muscles below. Victoria Morton, who developed the suddenly slender wrap that Violet's getting, has a rather different take on the problem. She says cellulite is caused by the impurities that surround the fat cells. Lose the impurities and the cellulite vanishes.
With our wrapping techniques, we pack fat cells closer together, alter the body shape and size, and tighten skin. I've been doing this since 1969. We've done 7 million wraps in the suddenly slender chain. We have many, 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 many people with slim, tight teenage thighs.
In her quest for teenage thighs, Violet is now bound up like a mummy from her toes to her chin. Laura Buttram is helping Violet climb onto an exercise machine.
Go ahead and put your hands here, and then you can put your feet up on the walker. Come on, bend those knees.
There are plastic bags on Violet's hands and feet to catch the impurities that seep out of her body as she exercises.
Like I say, you don't have to run a marathon, just move. Okay.
Business is booming in the cellulite reduction trade. You can buy creams, pills, pantyhose, even cellulite-fighting mouth sprays in department stores, at Tony Day spas, and on the web. The squishy science of cellulite hasn't kept doctors from jumping into the cellulite reduction trade either. A deep suction massage called endomology is a growing part of big city plastic surgery and dermatology practices. Even the Food and Drug Administration has given its approval. Well, up to a point. It's licensed endomology for the temporary reduction in the appearance of cellulite. Paula, who's on her second course of endomology treatments, will spend the next 35 minutes in this downtown Washington doctor's office having a technician push, pull, and knead her subcutaneous tissue with the endomology machine.
We want to make sure that we get everything.
A course of 20 such sessions costs $1,600. Dr. Edward Stoller, the dermatologist who supervises Paula's treatment, is not exactly sure why endomology makes his patients happy. He says one theory is that it improves circulation to the fat cells. As the metabolism of the cells improves, they shrink and the skin smooths out.
As a practitioner, I'm not ready to commit to any one particular theory as being the definitive answer, and that's the safest answer I can give you.
So strong is the demand for cellulite reduction that researchers have started to take a close look at the endomology machine and other anti-dimple technologies. Dr. Bruce Schack, who chairs the Department of Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, published his results last year in a journal called Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery. He tested endomology on pigs?
Pigs don't get cellulite. Don't get me wrong. I've never seen even a fat pig doesn't have cellulite that we can see because their skin is thicker, generally speaking, than ours.
But under a microscope, pig skin and pig fat look a lot like human skin and fat, making pigs a good substitute for humans in this trial. Dr. Shack says the endermology treatments did not change the metabolism of the porcine fat cells as the makers of the endermology machine would have it, but surprisingly, the treatments did change the architecture of the pig's subcutaneous tissue.
These were the slimmest, prettiest pigs you ever saw after we got them.
But another scholarly paper published in the same journal, this one authored by Dr. Collis of the UK, suggests that the results of cellulite treatments may be, at least partly, in the eyes of the beholder. Dr. Collis found that while some endermology patients believed their treatments worked, photographs taken before and after the treatments showed they didn't. In the photographs, there was simply no difference in the way the cellulite looked.
We sold the machine to someone who wasn't particularly bothered whether it worked or not.
Back at the day spa, Violet has been unwrapped, and she's admiring her legs.
Ooh, that is good.
Do they feel smoother?
Mm-hmm, they feel good.
And they're smaller. Her hips, her waist, and her stomach have also surrendered some girth.
Altogether, that's 16 inches.
I feel thinner.
The wrap cost $135, or $8 for each inch Violet lost. A small price to keep the dream of banishing cellulite alive. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.